Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. This is a munajat by Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayh. Many times you have heard it. You heard the translation also many times. So I will just render it inshallah. Bismillah.
Ilahi ye alam hai gulzar tera. Ilahi ye alam hai gulzar tera. Ajab nafshe qudrat namudar tera. Ilahi ye alam hai gulzar tera. Ajab nafshe qudrat namudar tera. Jahan lutfe gul hai wahi khar gham hai. Jahan lutfe gul hai wahi khar gham hai. Hai gul khar mein gul mein hai khar tera. Allahu 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 Ajab rang birang har rang mein hai. Ajab rang birang har rang mein hai. Ye hai rang sanat ka izhar tera. Khushi gham mein rakhi hai aur gham khushi mein. Khushi gham mein rakhi hai aur gham khushi mein. Ajab teri qudrat ajab kar tera. Ye naqsha do alam ka jo jalwa gar hai. Ye naqsha do alam ka jo jalwa gar hai. Hai parda mein roshan sab anwar tera. Allahu 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 Nahi wo jaga aur nahi wo maka hai. Nahi wo jaga aur nahi wo maka hai. Ke jis ja nahi zikr o azkar tera. Tu zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai tu. Tu zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai tu. Tu batin hai aur sakht izhar tera. Tu awwal nahi ibtida teri ya rab. Tu awwal nahi ibtida teri ya rab. Tu akhir nahi intiha kar tera. Allahu 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 Tu awwal tu akhir tu zahir tu batin. Tu awwal tu akhir tu zahir tu batin. Tu hi hai tu hi ya ke asar tera. Nazar ko utha kar jidhar dekhta hoon. Nazar ko utha kar jidhar dekhta hoon. Tujhe dekhta hoon na aghyar tera. Ilahi main hoon bas khatawar tera. Ilahi main hoon bas خطاوار تیرا مجھے بخش ہے نام غفار تیرا عفو کس نے چاہے گنہگار تیرا عفو کس نے چاہے گنہگار تیرا کہو کس سے چھوڑے گرفتار تیرا اللہ 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 تیرا نام شیریں حلاوت ہے دل کی تیرا نام شیریں حلاوت ہے دل کی ہر ایک بات سے خوش ہے تکرار تیرا تو میرا میں تیرا میں تیرا تو میرا تو میرا میں تیرا میں تیرا تو میرا تیرا فضل میرا میرا کار تیرا نہیں میں تو ہی ہے تو ہی ہے نہیں میں نہیں میں تو ہی ہے تو ہی ہے نہیں میں تو ہے نور میرا میں آثار تیرا اللہ 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 تو پر اس مناجات کو پنج وقتی تو پر اس مناجات کو پنج وقتی کہ تا جاوے ہر غم یہ آزار تیرا الہی قبول ہو مناجات میری الہی قبول ہو مناجات میری کہ رد کرنا ہرگز نہیں کار تیرا نبی کریم آل اصحاب سب پر نبی کریم آل اصحاب سب پر درود اور سلام ہوے ہر بار تیرا میرے پیر استاد ماں باپ پر بھی میرے پیر استاد ماں باپ پر بھی الہی رہے رحم بس یار تیرا میرے پیر استاد ماں باپ پر بھی الہی رہے رحم بسیار تیرا اللہ 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 اللہ
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم صدق الله المولانا العظيم In this ayat al-kareema, Allah tabaruk ta'ala says the number of months by Allah ta'ala are 12 months. Whether we count the lunar months according to the moon, it also comes to 12. Whether we count the solar moon months according to the sun, it's also 12. The Muluna, our calendar, which we call the Islamic calendar, is a bit shorter, the months. In the whole year, 29-30 days, whereas the English calendar, the solar calendar, is 30-31, and February, which has got 28. So So in the year, about more or less 10 days difference comes every year. So this is all from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Inna iddata shuhuri inna Allah ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. Allah determined this in His book. And this was the Allah done it, yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal ard. When Allah Ta'ala had created the heavens on and the earth, already that time Allah had determined that it will be 12. From them, minha arba'atun hurum. Four are very special months, great sacred months in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, the creator of everything, it is His choice and His prerogative. He gives preference to whatever He wants to over others. Like for example, Allah Ta'ala has given preference to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, to the rest of mankind. Then He has given preference to other people over others. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, other people cannot reach those status. And all the Salihin, the Siddiqeen, etc., Allah has given. In the same way, as far as place is concerned, Allah has also given preference to certain places like Baytullah Sharif, the Haram Sharif of Makkah, the Masjid al-Nabawi, Rawza al-Mubarak, and especially the place where Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. What an honor of that place, Baytul Maqdis, which we call Baytul Muqaddas. That also, what great honor Allah has given. Then all the other masajid also, compared to the other places, how much honor Allah has given. So Allah has given honor to certain people, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has given honor to certain places. In the same way, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given honor to certain time also. So these months particularly Allah refers to that they are very sacred months. And the month of Ramadan is a great auspicious month. And these months, which are Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah and Muharram, 3 months together. And the 1 month separate is Rajab. They were, and these were regarded as sacred even in the pre-Islamic days. Even the non-believers, and one aspect of the sacredness, that no war should be started. And the details of that is quite a bit about warfare, etc. during these days. The other aspect is the honor of these months and the honor of these days. That is also very, very important and very great. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala let us understand the right of kulli dhi haqqin haqq. Every person, every time, every place, what their rights are, that we understand it. It is very necessary that we have the knowledge of it, we have it in us, and we fulfill it also accordingly. That it is a very important aspect of our life. Another aspect is that we are in the month of Muharram now, and now the second has started already. The second of Muharram has started. And the Muharram is our new year, and which is a great, great occasion. But unfortunately, many of us don't even take heed of it, that we have come into a new year. When January comes, everyone is aware of it. Even an old lady who is sickly, who is in bed, but she will also be aware that now the new year has started. But our new year, we don't give it sort of any importance whatsoever. But it is a great phenomena, a great change that has taken place. 1 year has finished, our Islamic year has finished, and our new year has started. So we should take cognizance of this and be informed within ourselves that a new year has started. With regard to this also, there are many other things. How many of us would perhaps know when we were born, our Islamic date of birth, English date of birth, that everyone will know. But our Islamic date of birth, perhaps we will know. Perhaps we will blame our parents, because at that time we didn't know anything, we were just born. But then, the day we got married, who of us know the Islamic date? Now, how many of us know our Islamic date of birth? We tried and find out. We are Muslims, we have to relate and associate with our Islamic values. And this is important, and it is a sign of a person's iman that he relates with our Islamic values. So all these things are related with this. So however, in the pre-Islamic days, they also observed this 10th of Muharram, and they also used to regard it as a great and respected day, the month of Muharram also, and the 10th of Muharram, they used to keep rozas. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself also kept rozas when he was still in Makkah Sharif. He also kept rozas. And before the Ramzan rozas were farz, this roza was farz. When Ramzan rozas became farz, then this was optional. Ulama refer to it generally as sunnah to keep the rozas of the 9th and 10th or the 10th and 11th, that we should keep these rozas. So these rozas, the Quraysh also, they used to honor this month and they used to honor these days. So this was one thing that was coming all along. And the fact that it was for us, this roza, also shows the importance and greatness of this day. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, he found the Jews were keeping roza on this day. So he asked them, how come you people are keeping roza on this day? They said, this was the day that Allah had given salvation to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, to the Bani Israel from Fir'aun and the clutches of Fir'aun. They got their salvation from his oppression and his tyranny. And in thankfulness of that, we are keeping this roza. So yeah, we learn also one great point, that to show our appreciation to Allah, to make shukr, we should sometimes keep roza also. Fasting also. Normally we show our appreciation by feasting. We have a feast, we have a meal. My son became a hafiz. We give a dawat in happiness. Nothing wrong with that. And there is feasting also in Islam. Like for example, walima, after a marriage. Aqiqah, when a child is born. So feasting is also there. But there is fasting also to show our appreciation. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, when he got his citizenship of Saudi, and he stayed so close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the appreciation of that, he kept 40 rozas. So to show appreciation. So Allah give us also tawfiq. When Allah blesses us with some ni'mat, then we also sometimes fast also. The feasting is also there. Fasting is also there. So this was, thankfulness to Allah for His great, great favors. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that we are more worthy of appreciating the favors of Allah upon Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam than what the Jews are. In fact, there is no doubt that a Muslim is a better Christian than what a Christian is. A Muslim is a better Jew than what a Jew is. We believe in the original kitabs. We believe in the true teachings of those Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, whereas they have changed everything. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, we will also keep this roza. But then a very interesting point that later Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, we will keep 9 and 10 or 10 and 11 to differentiate from the Jews. To show we are different. So this is a very important aspect that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illustrated and practically demonstrated that we are a different nation. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that in all our things we should be different from other nations. So much so the Quran Sharif says, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Do not even incline. Say مَيْلَانِ يَسِيرِ, a slight inclination. Or مَيْلَانِ قَلْبِ, from your heart also don't incline to the wrongdoers, to their way of life, etc. But today we imitate them almost in everything. We give a thing an Islamic name, a nikah, but then the wedding, then it's really a wedding, it's not a nikah. And we're doing everything, not only what the Jews do, what they also do, what the Christians also do, what the Hindus also do, we put everything together. And little bit, ours also we put in, perhaps just the name or just the nikah itself, but all the other things, the bride, the gown she wears, and then how the whole wedding is in most cases. All those things we are doing, and we have been taught that even in our dini matters, we must differentiate from them. So our dunya matters also, our dressing, for example, dressing, a common thing that has come into us, which we don't even recognize. And this Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahab Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, this is a serious matter that when we have taken other people's things and we don't even realize it's other people's things. A person sleeps with a snake at night and he doesn't even know it's a snake. How, if he knows it's a snake, he will take precaution, whatever. He'll take out the poison from the snake if he really wants to sleep with a snake. But if he doesn't even know it's a snake, what will be the... We have taken other people's things like this. One common thing about this is the Nike, or the tick sign. This is a Greek goddess of victory. It's a god. It's an idol of theirs who they worship for success, for victory. That's why this will be found mainly on sports clothing. Because according to them, this is the god that will make us successful in that match, whatever we are playing. And we wear it when we are making namaz. And unconscious, we don't realize it. It's on our sandals, it's on the warm hats we wear in the winter, it's on our other clothing. So there are many things like that. Hopefully the tie is gone out to a great extent, but the tie is also a symbol, a sign of the cross. So we should avoid all those things. All other dressing, how other people dress, Allah has given us a specific way. And the ulama, alhamdulillah, from time to time, they elaborate and they write and they discuss what Islamic dressing is supposed to be. So in our homes, our wives, our children, dressing is very, very important. A very old friend of us explained that one of his daughters bought a police outfit for the little child. As soon as the child put on that outfit, then he was going around arresting all the people in the house. Clothes have an immediate effect on a person. The type of clothes we wear, the color of the clothes, the style of the clothes, we might not realize it. Experts who work with colors, they say that women who usually explode very easily, they become very angry. One of the reasons, they say, is the bright nail polish they use. The bright color, that bright colors have got an effect on a person. And we are taught for us to wear white clothes. This will bring, it will sort of bring piety into a person. It will have an effect on a person. So our clothes are also very, very important. Our whole lifestyle is very important. And we have to have the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. As much as possible, we must try and imbibe every sunnah of Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From morning to night, from head to toe, from birth right up to the time a person passes away. All this, for example, we know that children normally, there are exceptions, but normally they don't want to share their toys with somebody else. That is a bad quality, we must learn to share. And we just allow it, we don't do anything. Many children got lot of, they become very angry. If they don't get their way, they cry and they want their way. That is a sign of pride. These things come naturally in a child. And it's necessary for the parents, particularly the mother, both the mother and the father, that they have to work on their child. But we don't think of it, that these qualities must be eradicated. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayh, he says he was a child of perhaps 2 or 3, and he had a little pillow which he liked a lot. Like we also, when we were small, there was something that we liked a lot. So this pillow, all the time he used to keep it and he used to say, mine. His father gave him one slap and told him, you're hardly earning and you're already saying mine. That I possess this, I possess that. In this way they make tarbiyat of the children. Then such children were produced. In fact it is written that the mothers of the past, they did not regard their children as their children. They regarded their children as the ummah's children. The children are an amanat of the ummah. And the children have to look after the ummah. Consequently, we find that in Kanpur at one time, the Hindus wanted to break the masjid or burn it something. 8-10-year-old children went themselves and they fought them and they became shaheed. They gave their lives for Islam. Today, if we hear something, forget the children, what will be our condition? Because we don't give this tarbiyah. We are not conscious of it. So this is all, this Islamic way of life. To inculcate it, to bring it within us is very, very important. Anyway, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, he kept this roza, and to differentiate from the Jews, he said, we'll keep 9 and 10 or 10 and 11. So this roza is very, very valuable. Allah give us tawfiq, which this year will fall next week, Sabt and Ahad, Saturday and Sunday, 9 and 10, or Sunday and Ithnain, Monday, 10 and 11. And this roza, if we keep these rozas, then the past year's sins are forgiven. So this is a great, great thing. And it has been also narrated in the hadith that each roza of the month of Muharram equals to 30 rozas, 1 month's rozas. So this we should try and keep as many. This is known as Shahrullah, the month of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As many rozas as we can, we should try and keep during this month. Besides the 9th and 10th, or the 10th and 11th, we should try and keep more rozas also during this month. And it also comes in the hadith that there was no other roza that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu should wait for more than the roza of the Ashura rozas. They should be very excited and wait for this roza. Keen, when is this day going to come? Like we, many other things also we wait for. Like this, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wait for this roza. So this roza also, we should try and keep it, and more rozas we can keep during this month. Mubarak alhamdulillah, very, very good. Then, with regard to the sacredness of these special times, special places, and also special people in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the respects that we have to show, we'll have a little discussion on that which ulama have written, that during these times, like for example the time of Jummah namaz, which is a very blessed time, the whole month of Ramadan, Jummah the whole day, in during, and the places, the Haram of Makkah, Haram of Medina, etc., all these places also, if a person does any good in these good places, in these good times, with these great people in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah opens, that becomes a habit for that person, and he carries on with good afterwards. And good becomes his nature afterwards. Many of us wonder also, I want to do good, but I just can't. I want to go in Jamaat, I just can't, I don't just seem to plug. I want to go for my namaz, Fajr, I want to make it, but I just seem to fail every day. Sometimes I make it, again I fail. It is all these things. And while we are here in this world, Allah's mercy, doors of mercy are wide open. We should appreciate, make tawbah, cry to Allah that if we have displeased Him in these times, this disrespect of these honorable places, of these honorable times, and this honorable people, then a person, that becomes the nature of a person. And then he goes further and further. Though he wants to do good, he doesn't seem to get the tawfiq to do it. So this is very, very important that we appreciate this and we understand. Now for that we should think, like for example, the Masjid al-Nabawi, when we go for Hajj, we go for Umrah. When we are at Roza Mubarak, and today we know the noise, that the amount of noise, there shouldn't be that noise. A person should read his Salatul Salam also in a whisper. And the preferable, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, like all our Akabir, all of us must be knowing the Roza-i Mubarak. Then there are about three safs, then those columns come there. Then again another about three safs, then the wall of the masjid. So they should stand by those columns, which is about 5 meters away, something like that away from the jali, the screen, which is at Roza-i Mubarak. Other people, well now the guards are very strict, but before they should go onto the jali, they should like fall onto it, rub it for barakat, etc. And those times Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he stood like all our Akabir at a little distance. And he read his Salatul Salam with great respects, etc. And then he wanted to go forward also, but he felt that to go to Nabiya Kareem, we are not fit for it. He heard from the Roza-i Mubarak, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that those who follow our sunnats, they can be far from us, but they are very close to us. And those who don't follow our sunnats, they may come very close, but they are far from us. So if we follow that, and with the respects of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we see our Akabir also, we notice that they don't read their Salatul Salam very long also. And they read it reasonably, and then they take leave from there. And they feel shy also to come in front of Roza-i Mubarak. That is a different thing also. The love is also there. The desire is also there. But who is Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And who are we? How dirty and filthy. What have we got to present there? So they have this consciousness. We don't think of it, and we think we're just ordinary, we're just reading Salatu Salam, we are standing in front of Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So there today we see what is happening, the videoing that carries on, the photos, the selfies that are taking place there, and the disrespect that is shown there, the noise that carries on there. So this is not at all correct. Many times it might happen that we went to take, and we landed up paying instead of taking, getting. And we had to pay up in fact. We lene ko gaye, dene ke ho gaye. We thought our partners were sharing their shares. And we thought we were going to bring a big amount. When we sorted out everything, I had to pay in. Forget getting something. I thought I'm coming away with a big amount. In fact, I had to pay in. So yeah, also we have to be very careful. The same with the haram of Makkatul Mukarramah. The whole Haram Sharif, which is even outside the Baytullah. We outside the Haram Sharif, the whole Haram of Makkah. Those areas where a person does any good, he gets the reward so much more. And where he does any wrong, the sin is also so much greater. Consequently, we see Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should stand with his wuf after Hajj. And he should order the people to go away. Because it's not everyone's cup of tea that he can honor the place of the Haram Sharif. We fall so easily into sin, into wrong things. And we want to gain a lot, but it happens that we lose out in fact. So, and then in the Haram Sharif even more, and then near the Kaaba, and in the Hatim, that is part of the Kaaba Sharif, in the Kaaba, there we shouldn't do anything wrong. By all means we should go, and with that spirit and that entire desire and enthusiasm to make namaz also in the Haram, but we have to be very careful also at those places. And Allah Ta'ala save us, and this is all for us. For other people, give them advice nicely, mildly, so that they could understand anyone who are taking photos there, etc., who are videoing, that we haven't come for that purpose there. We have come for our ibadat, and in fact our greatest islah and reformation should take place there. At near Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there our islah should take place, and there the one of the greatest ibadats is to read Durood Sharif, and Durood Sharif has got so much value, and with Durood Sharif our islah will also take place. With the tilawat of Quran Sharif and in the Haram Sharif, in Makkah Sharif, how much we read Quran, how much of our islah won't be made. So these are all very, very valuable times and valuable places that we have to respect and honor. So with this coming of this new year, we should become conscious of it. Make our families conscious. Create an Islamic environment in the house. And alhamdulillah, there are people who have printed the Hijri calendar. Try and acquire one and change the dates also accordingly, so that we are conscious of our Hijri calendar also. After all, if we don't follow the Hijri calendar, who is going to follow it? Are the Jews going to follow? The Christians going to follow? And we also desert it. And we get the fatwa that it's a faraz alal kifaya, or it is that if some people know the Islamic date, that is sufficient. That's definitely so. But what are our things? We should aspire to try and relate to these things. And what are our occasions and functions? Our Islamic date should be there. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was so particular about this, that you always write the Islamic date on top and the English date at the bottom. And sometimes people don't write the Islamic date. When we even write to our buzurgs, then they feel offended. Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali became offended that you don't write the Islamic date, only the English date. And then he said also, I fear that had you written the Islamic date, you should have written it under and the English date on top. And he says that also speaks volumes of our affiliation, where we are affiliated to. So we are living in a Western country, no doubt about it, but we are Muslims wherever we are. Even if we have to go to the moon, we are Muslims. Wherever we are Muslims, and we should try and keep our Islamic identity wherever we are. So all these things are related to this beginning of the Islamic year. And with that, we have to become conscious of all our other related affairs, our age, etc., try and always The one friend of ours, whenever we ask him the age, he will just give the Islamic age. And he won't speak about the English, his age. According to the other calendar, he just give his Islamic age. So we should also try and imbibe these things, try and bring them into us. Of course, these are not though as important as the other major thing. If a person not making namaz and he's just keeping an Islamic identity, namaz is much more important. That is a faraz. All other our faraz and all the other muharramat, what are haram, we should stay away from those things. And especially in these special occasions and these special times, Allah give us more tawfiq to stay away from all haram. It is very, very dangerous. We should try and speak to our family members, our friends, etc. There are many friends who have got they have other programs during the special times. And for example, now it has become that one year Qurbani was fell in the holidays, the school holidays or some other holidays. The people just left the Qurbani to other people and they went on for a holiday. So all those, we must give prayer. When we don't look after these things, it comes to this extent, that we don't even want to do our own qurbani, and we leave it to somebody else, while we are going on a holiday, etc. So we must get our priorities in order as well. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the honor to respect these days. Allah made us an honorable nation. And we should keep that honor which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, his son Maulana Mazhar Sahib used to say that their year starts with January. And in Indo-Pak, they commonly pronounce January as January. From Janwar. So when he says when the year starts with animalism, so what will be the end? So we see what is the end, that it is November, December, all the parties that take place, the drinking that take place, and all the other evil. When you come into December and we come, according to them, their big days of their Christmas, etc., then how many, the hospitals get so busy. How many murders take place? How many people fighting takes place? So when it started with animalism, it ends there. Whereas our calendar starts with Muharram. Of respect also, of the things which Allah has made haram, we abstain from all those things. Then the end of our calendar comes to Zulhijjah, Ramadan Sharif, comes to Zulhijjah, Zulqadah, and then Zulhijjah, and then this honorable time of going to Baytullah Sharif, making Hajj, etc. What a great honor. So Allah, make it that we imbibe an Islamic spirit. And then again, this for many of us, it's not only when we come to the masjid that we just put on our jubbah, our kurta or something. And when we go out, then again the dressing is different dressing. We go for a holiday, it's a different dressing. So we should, this chameleon type of Islam, Allah Ta'ala may give us tawfiq that we come out of that also. And we remain not like the wind. As the wind is blowing, we also blow in that direction. No, Islam's da'wat cannot be given in that way. When a person remains firm on his deen, and all the aspects of deen, not just the attire and the clothing, etc., and not only our ibadat, which is very important and very necessary, but Allah Ta'ala makes it that the whole of deen comes alive within us. If we will do this, then inshallah, by our actions, Islam will spread. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, more than they spread Islam with the tongue. And Islam was not spread with the sword. We are not aware of our history. The Western propaganda, we take that as what is the truth. And then we think Islam was spread by the sword. No, it was spread mainly by the character of the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. The character of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which we are very, very negligent and very, very far away. These things also are part of our deen. And akhlaq and character is a very important aspect of our deen. And all our other departments of deen, our muamalat, our monetary dealings, is also very, very important. Then our muasharat, how we relate with one another in society, in the family, etc. All these are also very important. Akhlaq is also just as important. And we should work towards this. This is an occasion we get together to make a muzakara, to remind one another. When we don't talk of it, it's out of our mind. But when we talk, then we get reminded, the person who speaks also gets reminded of our responsibilities and our duties, and by continuously talking, inshallah, at least we will become conscious. At least we won't just regard ourselves as very good Muslims. There are many of us that we are take it for granted, whatever we are doing, that we are very good Muslims. But when we get the opportunity of interacting with other Muslims, then we see how they are way ahead. For example, at the madrasa, at the Darul Uloom, there are quite a few students from Sudan, Somalia, other countries. And Allahu Akbar, what characters they have got. They are so devoted. And the Quran Sharif they read, how beautiful Quran Sharif they read. And they spend their nights in ibadah. The days they spend in their efforts for the ta'aleem and for their deen. So many of them. This morning when I came out after Fajr, I saw three Sudanese students. And I was surprised why they here. I asked them, for standing here, for what reason? They say, we are going to the Prestan. They've got that jazbah in them. Ask ourselves, how many of us make a habit of visiting the Qabristan on a Friday? And they were going walking. We got our cars, but how much do we go to the Qabristan? And many other aspects. So this idea also that I'm a very good Muslim, that also should come out of us. And we should see from one another, from us also, see the good qualities. The sad part is, we only look at the bad and weak qualities of others. Therefore, I think I'm very good. As the poet says, it's not my habit to look at the bad qualities of other people. Until my eyes fell on myself, then it opened up on me what I am. And then I had no time to look at the bad qualities because I am myself so bad. And that is a sign of a person now progressing spiritually when his eyes fall on himself. Usually, unfortunately, our eyes don't look at ourselves. Our eyes look at all others. And we see the weaknesses and the faults of others, and our own faults are hidden to us. Until sometimes a brick has to hit our head, then our eyes open up. We land up in hospital after an accident. Allah save us all. The alarm clocks will wake us up if we were not awake. If we were awake before time, we'll put off the alarm clock. So if we wait for the alarm clock, then that big noise will wake us up. So it must not happen that some other big noise wakes us up. And may it not happen that when Malakul Maut comes, at that time we wake up. And then we beg for a few minutes to put our things right, to make tawbah. And to correct our things when it will be far too late. So while we have the time, we should try and correct ourselves. May Allah give us tawfiq and understand the great value of this transformation. Every day also Allah give us tawfiq to come a few minutes before Maghrib. And at that time speak to Allah. Ya Allah, what a phenomena is going to take place now. The whole day is going and your night is coming. What is your system? Allah Ta'ala's system is very, very fascinating. We were just reading in the Quran Sharif about the five stars, Venus, Saturn, Mercury, Mars, and one more other.
Jupiter.
These five stars, what a fantastic system Allah has kept. They move from west to east at a fantastic speed. You can't imagine the speed. Suddenly they stop and they reverse again. And then they just go in nearby the sun and they disappear. What a system Allah has kept. And this was a great study in our Darul Ulooms. Astronomy was a great study. Unfortunately, it has just fallen away by the side. But there are still individuals, Muslims, even in our subcontinent, who are masters of this. And they have excelled in this field. But before it was taught, particularly in the Darul Ulum, so Allah's system. So when the day is going, night is coming. Fajr time. If we leave the masjid after Fajr, then we can see the changes. If we leave after Ishra, then the sun has risen already at that time also. And when we are in Masjid Nabawi, in the Haram of Makkah Sharif, at that time look, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, I look at the sky with this, that at this angle, Zawiya. My Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam looked at the sky from this angle. So look at it with that there. Don't just look at the sky, but my Nabi, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they should look at the sky from this angle. And with that we keep in mind. So Allah Ta'ala is blessed. So at those times,
All other times try and recognize, as we read in the Munajat now, how Haji Saab, Rahmatullah, and another very interesting point of this Munajat, whether Hazrat wrote it in Makkah Sharif or whether he wrote it when he was in India, normally our people don't have this beautiful gardens, etc. But they write so much of those gardens and the realities of these gardens. We have those gardens and we don't see anything. Forget being able to write. Even in English we can't make one poem. But their attachment with Allah Ta'ala, that they don't have all these gardens, but how the realities come to them. They haven't perhaps studied all this astronomy, but how they know the realities of all these things. So Allah Ta'ala opened our hearts also for His ma'rifat. And from His ma'rifat, Allah takes us to His muhabbat. And from His muhabbat, He takes us to His itaat. And He takes us to that total submission to Allah Ta'ala. That a person, one explanation of murid, one common that we understand is murid, a person who makes irada, arada yurido. One student was determined to become murid of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah. Hazrat asked him, Hazrat refused him, then Hazrat told him, asked him, what is the meaning of murid? So he said, a person who makes intention, and my intention is to become murid to you. Hazrat said, that's why I say, you're still a student, study, when you have got proper knowledge, then you become a murid. Hazrat said that, murid is from the bab if'al, and the hamza at the beginning is for salbe ba'khas, that is the irada, to take out that you got no irada. Now you are with your sheikh's hand like a janaza. You got no irada of your own. You have handed yourself over to your sheikh and you got no irada whatsoever. So this is what Allah said, that we come to Allah to that stage that we have no desire of our own. When Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi bought a slave and he asked various questions, he said, whatever you would determine for me, he said, you don't have any, he said, if I have any desire of mine, I'm not a slave anymore. A slave is that who is totally subjugated to his master. Whatever his master tells him, whatever name the master calls him, that is his name. Whatever the master, the best is what the master, and no desire from himself. We are Muslims how many years, but we make ruku every day. How many times a day? We make sajda how many times? But we haven't subjugated ourselves to Allah. We still got our own desires. I'll finish namaz and I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. Not what Allah wants us to do. We still haven't submitted totally to Allah. Allah bring us at least in our intention that we submit to Him. Even in our niyat we got our own nafs now. Our nafs that we still want to please Allah. Allah give us tawfiq and guide us towards righteousness, inshallah.